Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I did get my lift on a little bit yesterday. I worked out. I did a lot of kettlebell action yesterday.
Oh, I did that.
And
you do it, Katie.
The entire time, I was thinking of Katie.
Why?
Because of your hillbilly kettlebells.
No, it is. I'm not gonna lie. Resourceful.
You know what? Resourceful. It's really resourceful.
It is. Yes. It is.
Especially how I came about it.
It's hilarious.
I was so funny.
It's so funny to me because I was thinking about you as I was doing my work.
I went to Target to buy a kettlebell, and I went into that aisle, and it was $60. And I've since looked on Amazon, and you can get them for like $25, $30, whatever. You can get them cheaper, but even that, I was like, that's ridiculous to have to pay for a weight, something that is just weighed down for you to add to your workout, right?
Yeah.
So I also had to buy laundry soap, and I buy the big jug of laundry soap, and as I'm picking it up, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like the same thing as the kettlebell. It has the handle on it. It has everything. And so I just immediately was like, why don't I just use this as a kettlebell? I have to buy it anyway. So, yeah.
It's smart. It's a smart move.
I thought it was smart.
But I often wonder, how much does that actually weigh?
I don't know.
Because, like, kettlebells, you can get, like, 35-pound, 20-pound, 15-pound.
But it's probably enough for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you
sure? You got to do that thing where you stand on a scale, weigh yourself, and then hold that.
Yeah.
And then do the math. Then find out how much it is.
So I don't know.
Well, never mind.
I know.
Just
eyeball
it, Katie.
I don't weigh myself ever because that is not nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't ever weigh myself.
Do you have a talking scale or something
no,
in the past?
No.
It was like, one at a time, please. One at a time, please.
That's not going to start my day off right. Weight means nothing. So I don't weigh myself ever.
Huh.
It makes me sad.
That's the most Katie logic I've ever heard in my entire life. Weight means nothing,
Jer. It doesn't mean anything. How do your pants fit? That's the true measure.
So,
exactly.
Everything's good.
They still fit.
Still fits.
Everything's good.
My organs are in my chest now.
I was giggling to myself yesterday.
I think it's smart.
I think it's smart, too. My dad, I remember growing up watching, he was watching this VHS tapes. It was, what's the guy's name? Lyle Alzado, former football player.
Oh, Lyle Alzado. Lyle Alzado.
He had a workout thing that my dad would always watch growing up. And the thing with him was he would hold gallons of milk.
Yes!
As the weights. And then you're doing the cardio and you're holding the gallons of milk. And I was always worried that those were going to pop open while Dad was working out and get milk everywhere and the house was going to stink. So, again, very resourceful.
Yes, you're just using what you already have.
Yeah, so funny. All right, there's a couple messages that came in from listeners. Mike in Lakewood. This one's pretty darn good. So random, too. If you guys ever want to send us a message, hit us up on our socials. Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Facebook. Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Instagram. Mike says, I got a random question for you guys. How many pairs of underwear do you wear in a day? Mike's getting all up in our business. He says, my girlfriend wears multiple pairs of underwear a day. She leaves the house in one pair for work, changes into a different pair before she works out, puts on a third pair after the gym. So three pairs of underwear in 24 hours.
Okay.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I do actually change my underwear a lot during the day now that you
say it like that. Mike points it out.
Yeah.
He says, make it weirder. She has categories like work underwear, workout underwear, comfy underwear, fancy sexy time underwear. He's like, I have one category, not inside out. curious, how many pairs of underwear does the average person wear in a day? Am I gross for just sticking with one? Help me out, blah, blah, blah. Love the show. Thanks for being the voice of reason in this weird crisis. And that's Mikey Boy. I don't have various categories. I've been known to change maybe once throughout the day.
I have categories.
Do you really?
I have nice underwear that I've spent a little bit more on, and I'm like, if I know I have a date night or something,
Why? What are you going
to
do?
Why do they have to have nice underwear? Do they see them?
Is it because you're going to go to church?
Because
I know you're a churchgoer.
In case the woman sees them.
Okay.
That's why.
Why would she see your underwear?
Straight up honest.
Why would she see your underwear?
Because after the date, you go home and you hang out.
And you show each other
Josh,
your underwear?
Josh, your mom is listening.
I'm just playing along,
your
finally.
Your mom is listening.
No, you can change underwear, though. I mean,
what do your nice ones look like, your expensive ones?
I have, well, there's It's S-A-X-X, Saks underwear.
Oh, the
and
Saks.
That's great. Then you have the nice Calvin Klein underwear. You have some
colors. What color do you go for?
Well, I think they're I'm not great with colors.
Oh, that's right.
I think they're like red, and then I have blue, and then the black and white ones.
Red is that's pretty hot.
Ones I'm breaking.
Those are the ones.
My loins are on fire right now.
Those are pretty good. Yeah.
Those ones have done me well.
Josh.
That's funny.
Your mother.
These are the
your
lucky ones.
Your grandma listens.
I could never wear the same underwear after like a workout or something. No. Like I know I'll because I'm golfing later today, and I will not wear the same ones like after I golf and stuff. You can't put dirty underwear back on. You got to shower.
You want moist draws.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
Soggy draws.
You use them for the workout, but after the workout, you change. Yeah. And then for me, I know like when I go to bed at night, I like to have the full butt underwear. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, covers
panties.
The whole thing. And it just keeps you like secure. I feel like I don't know if that's a guy thing too. If
I can't wear underwear to sleep.
No, you just don't wear underwear.
Yeah, I wear
to
underpants
sleep?
To sleep.
I wear like, I guess, like pajama shorts.
Okay,
but that's I'm not wearing boxers and then pajama shorts. I don't sleep naked. I can't do that.
I do the boxer briefs while I sleep. I think Josh might have heard this story. Katie hasn't. I don't like wearing anything with a drawstring in the front. Like gym shorts or any pajama bottoms that would have a drawstring. Why can't I say that? That you tie in the front. Because my concern is that while you're tossing and turning throughout the night, that will come untangled and you will end up with it wrapped around your pee-pee ding-ding.
It's a valid concern. And, I don't want that either.
And you'll be entangled in it and who knows how deep of a sleep you're in. Next thing you know, you're cutting off your circulation and then minor surgery is involved.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I'm terrified
of
the string getting wrapped around
too,
my
man.
Bits and pieces and cutting off circulation.
That's total,
a thing.
That's total guy logic.
Total guy logic. Well, so there's nothing with the string. I don't want anything with a string.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that. I wear my basketball shorts. Like that's pretty much what I wear all the time is basketball shorts. They're so comfy to me. It's been my staple my whole life.
And you're single?
What is wrong with that? Like,
I wasn't going to say anything.
What?
Do you have sexy underpants?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they're
those
way
ones
in the
haven't
back
been
of the drawer.
Out in
they're
now.
Basketball shorts. Like,
I don't use those
as
a
thong,
right
though.
No.
Same material. Really baggy in the front, but there's a thong in the back.
No, I like my basketball shorts. And they have a drawstring because I don't have to worry
you
about all that.
You don't have to worry about all that.
Exactly.
The bits and pieces. You really don't. So. There you go, Mike. I don't know if that helped you out or not, buddy.
I hope it did.
Probably not.
I don't change unless it's the gym. All my underpants are the same anymore. Who do I got to impress?
Yeah.
We've been together for 2 decades.
Doesn't matter anymore.
Doesn't matter.
Why try to make your wife happy?
As long as they're not all skitty.
There
you
go.
You know what I mean? All right, so I'll give you one more from Eddie because in case you guys don't know, Sunday's Father's Day.
Okay, kids, remember, it's Father's Day, which is the one day a year we have to pretend your dad's annoying habits are charming quirks.
Here it comes. We get to watch him remove his mouth guard.
Good morning, family. Let's see if I can break the 9-inch saliva string record.
Okay, Peter, we have a special present for you this year. We thought you could have the whole day to yourself.
Yes!
To do the Father's Day scavenger hunt I organized with the other wives.
No!
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
It's hell.
That last part is perfect for this message from Eddie that came in yesterday. He says, hey, guys, is it just me or is Father's Day and actually just, quote, family obligation day with a different name? Every year I fantasize about one perfect day, the day where I get to sleep in, play golf with my boys, grab a burger and a beer, sneak a nap, zero guilt. No. My wife has already planned my special day for me. A big breakfast with the kids, a mid-morning craft project that they want to do with me, and some sort of family-friendly picnic at a park full of other dads pretending this is exactly what they wanted. He said, don't get me wrong, I do love my kids. He goes, I really, really do. But Father's Day is the one day that should be that the day that I get to do what I want. He did say, my wife did go and have a spa day for herself on Mother's Day. And he goes, I did say something to my wife about all the activities, and she gave me that look like I'm a horrible father. Now I'm debating on what to do. What do you guys think? And that's from Eddie. Timely, Eddie, since that's Sunday. I don't know. I have the dad guilt too, that it's Father's Day, you should be doing stuff with the family, with the kids.
But yet, what would you want to do? What's your perfect day?
Just be alone.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Not see another person.
Like, I would want to probably just go to the gym by myself for a while, decompress there, and then I'm fine with grilling, doing stuff with the family, I guess, which is what we will be doing on Sunday. It'll be me, my dad, and my brother-in-law.
You're grilling your own food?
And, well, we're actually going out this year, so we'll be going out, which is good, which is really good. But I don't know. I guess there is this big push for moms to go get massages and do spa day and leave the kids behind with dad on Mother's Day. Why isn't the same for Father's Day? Katie, why is it not the same?
It's funny, like, with my dad, when we would celebrate Father's Day, it was he'd always get brisket. My mom would always make him brisket because that was his favorite. And then it was, yeah, the little gifts that we got him. I mean, you know, my dad passed away in 2019, so now Father's Day coming around. Like,
it's a little different for you,
of course.
It is.
It's more of like, I go to a place where I feel connected with my dad, you know, and I just think about him. So Father's Day to me is a little different now, but I think with dads, like, you should be able to do what you want, but you do need to, I think, consider the family time in there as well. So I think if there's a good balance. Moms have to do that too. It's not like moms just get to go all willy nilly.
No, but I think there is
a family first.
There's
the
an emphasis.
Day.
There's a greater push for moms to go do their own thing and be alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes, never mind. I do feel like moms work a little harder sometimes.
When it comes to the kids and the household and the home, I mean, traditionally,
if I look
at
my life personally, Nick Nack does so much more than me. So.
Especially when it comes to the family. So for her to want to get away from it makes a lot more sense than, you know, you guys. No
yeah.
offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks,
I think
Chris.
ideal for me would be some time at the gym in the morning to myself, then maybe outside doing some lawn care by myself, and then meeting up later for some Traeger meat, I think would be ideal for
me. That sounds like a good day.
Yeah,
you get a
like
little bit to yourself, and then you're there with the family.
That's doable, right?
A little half and half action,
yeah.
I think.
Go.
That's probably what
And
I
you know Nick Nack's listening, so let's see if she can.
No,
like,
she doesn't
you.
Care what she I does. Want. Are you kidding me? Last night she goes, what do you want to do for Father's Day? I was like, honestly, I don't know. She's like, okay, no big deal. It was like, boom, instant. Okay, whatever.
I don't care what you said anyway, actually.
Like, it was an obligation to ask me, what do you want to do for Father's Day? You know, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. Okay, no big deal.
She wasn't even listening. She goes, okay, sounds great. Do
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah.
That is funny.
I don't think she's doing nothing for me.
Yeah. Oh,
nothing.
She's doing something.
She ain't doing nothing.
It's a surprise.
Oh, I bet it is. Surprise, we didn't do anything.
Now go grill your own meat.
That's so good.
Gosh, she's sick of me. All right, so coming up at 8 o'clock today, we're going to dive into Father's Day just a little bit deeper. It'll be a little more heartwarming than what we just did. We're going to throw open the phone lines and let you guys call in and rave about your dads and give them a shout-out publicly on one of the biggest morning shows in town and wish your dad happy Father's Day. We did the same thing for the moms, and we all cried.
Yes.
Yeah. Seriously.
So be thinking about what you want to say to your dad, and if you want to call in at 8 o'clock today, we would love to have you guys to wish dad a... All right, coming up at 7:30, it's Fast Five. Yeah! Last one of the week, Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets up for grabs. So be ready to call in, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We'll be doing that next. Let's do traffic.